Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
It is estimated that over 80% of digital transformations fail. But why do they fail so often, and what can you do to avoid that failure? That's what we'll talk about today. My name is Lauren Heiliger with Third Stage Consulting Group. We are an independent digital transformation consulting firm with offices throughout the world. Joining me today to discuss this topic is Khalid. Khalid is the Director of Strategy and Transformation at Third Stage Consulting's North American office. Khalid, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you all for being here as well. So what are a couple of the biggest mistakes that you see clients make during their transformations?
One of the biggest ones is resourcing. Having a poor resource plan and can compromise any digital transformation project. And part of that is availability. Clients need to understand they're a part of this equation, and you can't 100% rely on consultants to know your business the way you do. So it's very important that they have a resource plan that lends for proper availability, depending on what they're doing in the transformation, but that they have proper availability.
Okay, great. And then what would you recommend an organization do to ensure that it's successful?
You know, a really good one is governance. Really two. One, their governance model. People don't think about structuring the teams, and that's all the partners, that's the stakeholders, structuring it for success. And so what ends up happening is the project just gets kicked off, and it gets kicked off the wrong way. And then it sort of spends the rest of the however many months the implementation is taking, sort of operating at this suboptimal level. It's important that you have the proper governance structure in place. That's cadence, that's, things like charters, and making sure that you have the right rules in place, escalation points, all the little things that allow the project to function at a high level. Secondarily, it's important that change management is in place properly. And that's just really from an execution perspective, strategy perspective. If the broader staff, the strategic matter experts, if they're not aware of what's coming down the pipe, of how training is going to work, if you're not aware of how they receive information well, then what ends up happening is you end up implementing a product that your staff doesn't know how to operate and doesn't know where to go to get information operated properly. So it's very important that they're in the loop, that they understand what's around the corner, where their roles are, whether they have big roles or small roles. It's important that everyone understands what they're doing on a given project, and change management is a part of that.
Okay. And then what do you see the biggest value in bringing in a company like Third Stage to help keep that transformation on track?
I mean, all of the reasons that I listed as it relates to resourcing, governance, and change management, but quality controls is important. I mean, you don't really have an advocate of sorts, or you don't think that you'll need an advocate of sorts until you're in the middle of an implementation and you have a lot of chaos around you and people are, putting different parts in front of you that you're not aware of. One of the things that we do a great job of is we give you a ground resource that helps you to see this isn't normal, like this isn't working well. And you can kind of go back to those system integrators whatever system integrator you're working with, and kind of challenge them on either parts of this that aren't operating the right way or things that they're doing that sort of are compromising the timeline. It's important to have quality, some kind of QA on a project, and we kind of provide a certain level of expertise that is more in your favor versus on the other side.
Okay, great. And then what do you think the most important first steps would be as far as an organization that's about to, you know, take their journey as far as digital transformation is concerned? Where would they want to start?
I would start with organization, and that's really, I mean, they may not know how to organize, but I think at a leadership level, it's important that they're all on board. So I would start with at least a life form of organization at the leadership level to make sure that the leadership is aligned with what needs to happen downstream. These are not IT projects, these are our business projects, and it starts with the business itself. So that strategy, that's, you know, what were our long-term plans, how do we get benefit out of these, those kind of broader themes that seem, you know, like, oh, it's not really something that we're dealing with as it relates to a technical application. You kind of are dealing with that, and it's important that those measures are aligned. And in order to do that, you kind of have to make sure that the leadership is sort of in sync with the broader vision.
Great. Well, thanks again for being here, and thanks to all of you for being here as well. We hope you found this information valuable. Please check the links in the description below for more digital transformation resources.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.